Yet much of the expedition's journey is left to the imagination. Many exciting details are found in Crespi's journals: grizzly bears, earthquakes, and other close encounters. But when I first read them, at times I wanted to reach through the page, grab Crespi softly by his gray wool frock, and beg, "Padre, tell us more. Show us early California. What else could have been written about this coastline, and what still could be written?" I began to wonder what it would be like to walk north on Portola and Crespi's path a quarter millennium later, with the benefit of both fresh eyes and hindsight. This was the path of California. I had always wanted to undertake a long trek, more specifically to hike the Pacific Crest Trail. Now, if ever, was the time for such a journey. I was 31 years old, still fit, and fairly unencumbered, but soon, I hoped, I would be on the way to fatherhood and a steady career. In recent years, however, the PCT has become something of a highway, a well-trodden, well-publicized route, done at cruising speed. Trees and more trees, alpine stretches, clear streams to ford, self-mailed packages to look forward to at remote post offices. It would be fresher and livelier, I realized, to hike an apparition of a trail. A non-trail, one pieced together through both cities and preserved spaces, to risk crossing private property, to eat at Burger King and cook on an ultralight camp stove, and to walk someone else's itinerary and pace. Coastal California is also home to more species of flora and fauna than any other region of its size in North America, and it hosts more than a quarter of all plants found north of Mexico, not least giant redwoods. Crespi thought they looked like enormous votive candles. Furthermore, though taking to the woods or desert, to the backcountry is an elemental and important experience, one that has nurtured me deeply. It is also an escape from our reality and layers of history. In wilderness areas, signs of former human habitation have been scrubbed to preserve the myth of an untouched, more authentic landscape. And this fiction encourages us to overlook and neglect where we actually live. I thought that plodding through our cities and suburbs on a forgotten but foundational transect would be the best way to truly see what's become of what we call California, to discover its wild and feral interstices, to immerse myself in the ceaseless detail of landscape, and to confront our past and present head-on. Time, I have come to believe, is the one true wilderness. The Portola expedition is the seminal moment in California's history. From this long walk, the state that we know and love today, or sometimes love to begrudge, unfolded.